Worldview, from I Wonder to I Know, Chapter 11. So, my fellow student leader, we come to this final chapter. I hope that the previous 10 have provided you with oodles of workable suggestions as you exercise leadership in the arenas of self, organization, and society. Now, come full circle with the notion of worldview, linking the whole of society back into yourself. Here you will learn how to take everything in the world and assimilate into your wisdom pool. Earl Nightingale shares some powerful wisdom in his work, The Strangest Secret. You become what you think about. Ponder that for a moment. Ask some of the whiz kids in your math classes what they do inside their minds when they are sitting idle. Some of them may confide in you that they engage in odd mental acrobatics. Perhaps they constantly refer to their odometers and recalculate the percentage of the trip that they've completed. Others will tell you how they find special relationships and phone numbers. Like, oh, 555-4625 is easy to remember because 5 to the 4th power equals 625. Similarly, take the mind of your wacky friend who can freestyle rap. As he's walking or driving, his mind may often be occupied taking commonplace happenings and rhythmically rhyming them, thereby creating mad flows. Or ask your buddy who writes beautiful essays how she mentally depicts her daily world. Indeed, you may very well hear how she often plays with wordings, almost pretending as though she were writing about her life for an audience, narrating it real time. You see, each of these individuals has a worldview, a persistent method of thinking that works through the flood of daily information. When your mind wanders or plays, where does it go? The answers tell you something powerful. The whole world serves up stimulus after stimulus, each begging for you to apply them in some fashion or another. What if, like your skilled mathematizing, rapping, and writing friends, you let your mind play with leadership all the time? You'd find that you increase skills in the leadership area, much as your friends increase their math, lyrical, or rhetorical skills. Through your own mental play, you can accelerate your learning of leadership rapidly. So how does one go about playing? Mental play usually arises naturally, but you can kickstart the playtime if you don't already. Every day of your life, you encounter humans, groups, and influences. Let yourself become fascinated and immersed in them. Try pretending it's the most fascinating thing in the world, as you did in the commitment chapter. Whenever your mind can spare a little mental horsepower, ask yourself questions about all the little pieces of life. Look at the situations you face, the stories you hear, and the news you read. Some example questions include, why is she doing that? What's her motivation? Is what he's saying the complete truth? Could he be coloring it slightly so that it's what he thinks I want to hear? What influences are at play here? Who's really running the show? Who in here is an extrovert, an introvert, a feeler, or a thinker? He doesn't seem to care for her. Why? Why do I assume blank? What are this leader's best attributes? How does she stink? What's this guy's overall style? How did this guy get to be the leader? If I had to predict, who will be the next in command, and why is that? What shared assumptions do these people seem to be operating with here? Who has incredible presence? Who seems outcast? What made that project fall apart? Is that really going to happen the way you say it will? Wait a minute, I thought they said they were going to do blank earlier. What happened there? How did this individual arrive at such a decision? When you've developed the mental habit of playing with leadership issues, you'll find that your wisdom, intuition, and depth of understanding of the concept of leadership grow tremendously. Why learn from your mistakes alone when you can learn from those of your peers, parents, and even the president? History, fiction, news, and life all provide a tremendous mound of information. If you look at this mound through your personalized lens of leadership, you'll find innumerable nuggets of wisdom. And once you've firmly developed this curious, questioning leadership worldview, you've effectively turned the entire world into your personalized leadership academy. With that, the whole world has become a school of leadership at your service. Ponder productively, and keep us in the loop on your adventure here at studentleadership.com. Thanks for listening, and have a good one. Bye-bye.